Good morning, bark experts. This is the fourth episode of the Barkley Pets bi-weekly podcast. This podcast is slowly building a small following, and that's amazing to see. Now, we've spent the last three episodes building knowledge on the behaviors that can be expected from certain breeds and calming signals which dogs will use to communicate discomfort. In this episode, I'll cover a few more calming signals and go into some body language basics. Now, before we kick into education, a super quick announcement from headquarters. We're super close to pinning down a launch date of the new version of the app, and based on what I'm hearing, it sounds amazing. I'm super excited to give it a test spin. And one very big congratulations to one of our co-founders, Dave, who recently proposed to his lovely, now fiancée. The Barkley team is very excited for the two of you. Let the wedding planning begin! Continuing from last week on our calming signals, I covered head turning, softening the eyes, turning away, and licking the nose and curving. Those are all signals used by dogs to show either discomfort or that they mean no harm to each other. Similar signals can also be used by us to show dogs the same. The two signals that always work for me are turning away and curving. Turning away is a great technique to use if a dog is overly excited and trying to jump on you. Just simply turn your back on them until they calm down. Curving is a good one to use when you're approaching the dog that might be a little nervous, or perhaps this is the first time you're meeting this dog and you don't want to approach them head on. The last three calming signals I'd like to cover today are yawning, play bow, and sniffing. There are many more calming signals, but I've tried to highlight the ones which are a little easier to describe without a visual and are more likely to have been observed. Now, sniffing. So you'll usually see the dog standing persistently with their nose down to the floor until the problem or whatever the issue is over. Now, this is a way that a dog will signal its discomfort. I actually saw this signal at the dog park pretty recently. Someone was calling their dog over and trying to leave the dog park. The dog was running full speed towards their owner, but they were intercepted by another dog who was trying to say hello. The dog immediately stopped running towards their owner and looked straight at the ground until the other dog just eventually walked away and got the point that the dog was not comfortable or maybe just did not feel like playing at that moment. Play bow is a signal you've definitely seen your dog do before. Maybe they're playing with another dog, or maybe trying to start a game with another dog. This play bow signals that the other dog means no harm and invites the other dog in a friendly play match. You can also try doing the play bow yourself to your dog, and that may also result in a friendly game between you and your dog. Now, yawning is a signal that you've likely seen your dog do before, probably at the vet office, or maybe if a child's hugging them a little too tightly. A regular yawn is usually done once, maybe twice. Yawning, when it's used as a calming signal, is a lot more repetitive, and that's your dog again showing its discomfort. You can also try to use this to help calm your dog. I know it sounds a little ridiculous, but next time if you notice your dog is a little stressed out, try yawning continuously and see if that works. It might not, but it just might work sometimes. I wanted to share a really interesting quote that I heard once. Dogs use their bodies to communicate purposefully. If a person watches dogs long enough, they learn that almost nothing a dog does is by accident or incident. The calming signals will certainly be evaded when trying to determine if a dog is fearful or stressful. But that's not all. What happens if they're not using calming signals? Then you need to be observing their body language. And I say observe because it's really easy to immediately interpret a behavior without observing all the facts. When you're trying to determine the state of a dog, you need to observe their body language as well as their surroundings before you begin to interpret what they're trying to tell you. Dogs will use their ears, eyes, lips, and tail to express a state. Let's begin by covering the ear positions. Ear positions are very expressive when the dog has pointed ears, so like a pointer, for example. One of my dogs has floppy ears, so for me it's actually very hard to read his state just by looking at his ears alone. If the ears are up or angled forward, that signifies alertness and confidence. Ears back show submissiveness, or if they're really far back but not necessarily flat, it could be that they're being cautious. Flat back shows that they're fearful or defensive. Semi-erect could be oriented towards a sound or sight of interest. And lastly, of course, your dog will have their neutral and relaxed ears, and that means that they're very calm in whatever the social situation is. Now the eyes. Softening of the eyes was a calming signal I covered last week, and it signifies a non-threatening state. Now there's different types of eyes, I guess, the dog could make. So a hard eye look, maybe it looks like a little frozen and lifeless, and it's kind of hard to describe, but you'll most certainly feel it when you see your dog have this look or the dog that you're walking. That generally signifies a threat of conflict. Dilating pupils show stress or excitement, which I know is a wide range here, which is why it's so important to also observe the surroundings to determine what the true cause is. A dog could have dilated pupils when they're super excited and playing with another dog. Lastly, if you see more white in an eye than usual, that's referred to as a crescent moon. It signifies threat or stress. Now, as you can tell, you can't just observe the ears. You also need to look at the eyes. If a dog, like I said, has dilating pupils, they may be stressed or excited. However, if they have their ears flattened, then they're likely more stressed than excited. At the risk of overwhelming you with too much information, I'm going to be stopping here for today. In our next episode, I'm going to cover the lips and the tail body language for a dog and what they may signify. I'll also begin discussing barking and how different types of barks can be interpreted. Now, until the next episode, you should try and see if you can observe some of these calming signals and body signs on the dog you're walking or perhaps your own dog. During my dog training certification course, one of my assignments was to sit at a dog park, observe, and write down all the different behaviors for different dogs, and then conclude on the behavior. Now, remember what I said, first observe and then interpret. Give it a try. It will surprise you of how easy it is to interpret a behavior before you observe all the signals. Happy walking. Till next time.